What force enters the life channel and disrupts the stability of the mind? This one you won't know. The force called mental wandering that meanders in purposeless directions. Okay, so what life force enters the life channel and disrupts the stability of the mind? The force called mental wandering that meanders in purposeless directions. Okay, so in talking about the force that enters the life channel, here it's referring to the tantric. Here it's referring to the tantric description, whereby we have a central channel in the center of the body, in front of the spine. And you know what? And it's said that the winds that go in the central channel and also in the other channels that are all throughout the body, that the mind and the wind depend on each other. It's said that the mind rides on the wind, and the wind is like the mount or the vehicle of the mind. So if you're riding on a horse or something, if the horse is unstable, like the wind is unstable, then the rider gets unstable. So your mind, gets unstable. On the other hand, if the rider is out of balance, then it influences the horse and makes the horse out of balance. Okay, so either way, sometimes, in a physical way, if our winds are out of balance, then the mind gets kind of, out of balance. That's what they usually call lung, or wind disease. But it also goes the other way. When our mind is like full of all sorts of, wandering thoughts and superstition, that's what Mama used to call like our preconceptions and, disturbing emotions, then that really affects the energy in the body too. Okay? So here, it's talking about, the meandering thoughts, which we all know so very well. Because as I was just saying this morning, I was looking at, that light bulb is, that one's on now and this one's off. Gee, I wonder, and, what's that jacket doing over there? So, but it's really a nice day out today. What was I talking about? And so our mind just goes off, sometimes about innocuous things like that, but it also goes off to, kind of 15 years ago, so-and-so said this and that to me, and, tomorrow or next month I'm going to have to see so-and-so, and I know we're going to have this really uncomfortable discussion, and our mind just goes off on all sorts of things. We see it very clearly when we meditate, unless we're falling asleep instead. But even when you're trying to study, sometimes that happens too. Your mind just starts going off to all sorts of different things. And okay, let's click on this and click on that. And, and I think this meandering, distracted mind, what I've noticed is I think this thing of always being online makes the mind more distracted, because you always have to look to see if you got something. And I don't even have a smartphone, I mean, I watch people with smartphones, and I mean, constantly distracted. They can't carry on a conversation. And so this really affects the mind, and that affects the wind too, which then affects the mind again, which affects the wind. So it's something to be really aware of and cautious about. When our mind starts to wander, notice it immediately. Bring it back to what we were doing. If you're working on a project and your mind starts going, well, let's check this, let's go here, let's, time for another cup of tea, time to pet the cat, time to, kind of like stop and do I really need to do this now? How about if I work until a breaking point and then go up and take a break instead of sitting in the way, just keep ourselves focused on something. And so that is, you know, just that kind of self-discipline and awareness is very helpful in counteracting it. And also doing the breathing meditation, especially at the beginning of your meditation sessions, just to calm the mind a little bit, just by focusing on the breath, you know, watching the breath either at the nostrils and upper lip where you feel the sensation, or watching it here where you're aware of the rise and fall. Or there's another way where you're just aware of the breath entering and leaving your body. But that can be very helpful for calming the mind down. Of course, the mind likes to wander there too, but you know, the whole idea is to keep bringing it back. Yeah, you missed part of the talk because you were somewhere else, yes. And often when we do our chanting, you know, so easy for the mind to go elsewhere. Yes, that's very true. If you're looking something up on the internet, it's so easy to get distracted because they're always giving you new things to click on, that most of which are totally boring. Yeah, so here, yeah, you don't know until you click. But you've got to, you know, again, stay focused on like, okay, I'm online to find this piece of information, and